The next exercise is making real world commitments and taking real world actions. And I'm going to share a story about myself, and it's really a typical story about how you can overcome your natural strengths and weaknesses and just get shit done. And I talk about real world actions and commitments because a lot of the time we kind of take just crappy bullshit actions that really don't drive us forward. And we want to do stuff that's actually going to make a difference in the world. So I love and hate in equal measure making massive big commitments that I can't get out of. And when I wrote my book, Lucky Bitch, originally it was just called How I Won the Ultimate Job. And the title just wasn't gelling with me and it wasn't inspiring enough. And the title Lucky Bitch was rattling around in my head for a little while and I had to go through some stuff with my coach about it. I had to declutter reasons why I didn't want to call it Lucky Bitch. First of all, you know, I thought people would think it was really rude, and some people have. Some people would think it would be offensive. It's a bit bold and like in your face. So I had to really go back and do some work around decluttering it and to be okay about it. And the reason why I wanted to call it Lucky Bitch, because as you know, when things start to happen for you and you start to manifest easily, you'll notice that other people around you aren't always 100% happy about it. Or they just think that you're really lucky and they don't actually see or appreciate the hard work that you know you've put into it. And you know, when I say hard work, I don't mean it's hard like grueling hard, but you know that it actually takes some effort on your part to be a conscious manifester. It actually takes work to make it effortless. And that's the same with any skill. It takes a lot of work in the ballet studio to develop a beautiful, effortless performance and to deliver that. And it's the same with any other skill. So I know that you're putting work in around decluttering yourself physically, emotionally, and you're stepping out of your comfort zone and doing it regardless of fear. So Lucky Bitch is about that journey and the journey you go through and all the behind the scenes stuff that you can share with me and I can share with you, because we can really deconstruct that. And we put in the work and the hustle so we can live an uncommonly audacious, amazing and abundant life. It doesn't just happen. So, you know, I really wanted to write that damn book. It was just in my head all the time. But I knew without making a big real world commitment, I would never complete it. So I started to put in lots of little commitments as well around the book to make sure it would happen. The first thing that I did was that I announced to a whole bunch of my bootcamp participants that they would get the book as a bonus and they would get it by a certain date. So I kind of committed to them. And then I started committing publicly that it would be out on a certain date. And if I had just committed with my coach, you know, it wouldn't have been that big enough of a commitment. I would have sat down with her and said, oh, I didn't do it. And she'd go, okay, well, let's talk about reasons why. But it still wouldn't have been freaking done, right? You can think about it and you can talk about it and you can be self-aware about the reasons why you're not doing it. But sometimes you're just going to have to do the action. But I started putting all these commitments around the book to make sure it would happen. So I actually brainstormed all the different actions I would need to take in the real world to have the book finished. All the practicalities. So, you know, the cover needed to be designed, it needed to be edited, it needed to have the description written, you know, just kind of lots of little things, as well as writing the freaking book. And I found that I was procrastinating a lot. And you might think that you're the only one who procrastinates and Denise is the lucky bitch and she never does. But no, I am an Olympic medal procrastinator. You know, a lot of people are. And a lot of women, one of their best skills is procrastinating. So I had to make sure that all of these little things would be done and they would all compound into a really massive commitment that I would actually write and finish the book. So before the book was even written, I started designing the cover. And I sent it off to my designer and said, you know, this is how I want the cover. This is the title. Here's the subtitle. Then I lined up my editor and I got a deadline to her. And I said, I'm going to give you a really, really clean draft, I promise. But you're going to have to turn this around in 24 hours. So she was lined up. And then I thought, oh, God, how am I going to write that many words in such a short period of time? So I recorded a teleseminar and got it transcribed. And, you know, I sent it off and I pretty much told most of my story. So then it gave me more of the book. And then I started asking people to contribute to the book and sending me stuff as well. So before I even started writing the book, I had a lot of page pages and I had a lot of word count already. But I just had to keep on making those commitments because all of those compounded. Plus, because everyone believed me, you know, my editor believed me, my book designer believed me, all of those people started believing in the book before I even did. And so I thought, okay, what else can I do? So I met someone who wanted to do a book event in October. And so they said, well, we'd need copies. And I went, oh, okay, I'll commit to that too. So all of those commitments completely forced me to do it. It all lined up. I had money on the line because it costs money to do things like get your cover design, to edit, to film videos, all of that kind of stuff. So you have to have skin in the game. It's not the same thing if you just say to yourself, I'm going to get this done. Whatever your project is, whatever it is that you want to manifest. And especially if you're the kind of person who always did last minute assignments at school or at university, trust me, you're probably going to be the same with manifesting outrageous success in your life. If you always did your homework early, great. You're going to love doing these actions and just get it done. But for those of you who really have always done things last minute, this is the only way you're going to be actually able to finish what you started, is by putting all of those really strict deadlines in place, just like at university, just like at school when you had a deadline to hand it in. If you're motivated by praise and reward, well, then you're going to have to set those things in place so you can be accountable to somebody and have somebody who will praise and reward you. Now, remember, we're talking about the law of attraction. We're talking about manifesting, but really, this is all the practical stuff. And when you knock on one door, the universe knocks on 1,000 for you. So when you really commit and take action and take really big actions, the universe will help you. If the universe sees you hustling and doing what it takes, you will be rewarded. That's when you'll start to see even more synchronicities come in. So when we're talking about just forcing yourself to do it, making big commitments. So say, for example, you want to run an event or a workshop. So book a date, pay for the venue, start telling people about it. And trust me, you'll come up with the content. You will make it happen. So I've done workshops where I still didn't have the content in place. I still didn't know what I was going to be talking about for speaking engagements. But I knew that I just had to get it done by that time. And I did it. And then once you do it once, you can do it again and again because you've got the materials. You've done it the first time. But if you wait until things are perfect before you take action, you'll never do that first thing. You'll never write your first book. You'll never run your first workshop. You will just procrastinate and you'll just wait forever. So you kind of have to trick your mind. You have to use those Jedi mind tricks to force yourself into it. Make your big, huge public commitment or make a private commitment to somebody who really matters to you. Or you make a big financial commitment. So you just kind of have to do it. Now, by this, I don't necessarily mean buying another course or getting more coaching. You know, that's not necessarily an inspired action. Sometimes it is, and sometimes it really takes you to the next level, but sometimes you can get into analysis paralysis and you can just be a conference junkie or a workshop junkie. And I know that if you're listening to this at this stage, we're on week 4 now, step 4, you are probably not one of those people because you would have given up in step 1. You just would have forgotten about it and gone to the next thing. So, you know, I really want you to look at the real world actions that you can take. So, for example, you want to go traveling. Go to a travel agency, talk to the people there, get brochures and then book something. You know, when you involve other people in your dreams and goals, you believe it because they believe it and they reflect that to you. Even if you just put a small deposit on it, you know, you will then manifest the rest of the money for it. And sometimes just making that little commitment means that you'll make a big commitment. And I definitely suggest that if, for example, you want to manifest to go to an event, you know, pay the smallest amount that you can pay for that event, whether it's you just book your shuttle to the airport, that $20 that you commit, that real world action that you can commit, it will work wonders. You will do a lot to avoid missing that $20. It is amazing. And Tim Ferriss talks about that in his book as well, how people will do more to avert a loss than they will do for a gain. So you've got to exploit that part of your brain. And when you do, things will start to change for you. The universe will arrange itself to suit you and to help you get there. But you have to take the first action. And I promise you, it will be worth it. So go to the part in your manual where it says real world actions. And this is where you're going to start to put those actions in that will make a huge difference and will commit you to doing what you said you were going to do and to commit you to attracting that goal to you. If you're an entrepreneur like myself, and I know there are a lot of people listening who do very similar work to me, I would just want you to commit to things. So for example, book a teleseminar in, even if you don't feel like you've got enough people on your list to warrant it. Just do it because you will come up with the content. You will start to manifest things in your business just by making those commitments. You could interview somebody, call up and just say, "Can I interview you?" Don't wait for the ideas to come to you. Just make it happen. Just force the stars to be aligned for you because trust me, they never do it. You have to do it. The best luck you can have is when you just make it happen yourself. So on that page, I want you to write down some of those real world actions, some things that need to happen practically with people, resources, money, and actions that you need to take around your business. Maybe it's your health, your success team, your environment, whatever. And these are things that you know are going to really, really help. And it could be even stuff that you don't even have the money for yet. You just have to write down all the practicalities that need to be in place. And then this is the cool thing. You just pick one thing to take action on. If it's you want to go on holidays, just pay a deposit. With hotel rooms, you don't even need to pay a deposit. You just need to put your credit card details on there. And usually you can cancel like 1 or 2 days before. So there's very, very little risk. But those things sometimes can scare you, which is great. But it's also a public commitment. So let's talk about how to balance everything and take really quick action without getting cranky or getting out of balance or really upsetting your life. So when I was designing this course originally, I was looking at a lot of the different tools that I use. And, you know, it's really funny. I have a lot of things in place now that are just automatic. I don't even have to think about them. So when drama does come up in my life, I've got so many layers there that I don't even have to think about it. So we're going to be talking about some of that stuff. And I promised that I was going to share some of my time management tips with you. And this is really a great way to make sure that everything is balanced and beautiful in your life. You don't have to do everything. Most things don't matter. Most things are actually filler. And so you'll see in the bonuses section, I show you what I do when I'm planning out my day to make sure that I actually get the stuff done that's really important. So I use these grids that I get from KikiK, which is a stationery store in Australia. I'm not sure if they're worldwide, but you can find them this kind of thing anywhere. It's just an A4 piece of paper with a grid on it. And it's actually used for a month. So it's got approximately 30 squares on it. So what I'll do is I'll play the email game, which is a very cool way to check your Gmail very quickly. You get little points for deleting things and responding to things. It's got a timer on it and you can see those points rack up. So that is a great time management tip if you procrastinate by being in your inbox all the time. So what I do with that, I play the email game and I have to respond to things very quickly. But if there's something I need to take action on, I'll put it into my grid. And I've arranged the grid so I've got the first couple of columns are all stuff that's really urgent and stuff that's going to take me forward. And then I have a whole bunch of stuff that's kind of admin-y things. So things that I might need to do, but really aren't going to be real world actions that take me forward. And then I've got a column that's just like one day I'll do them. And it's really great then because then you can just tick things off your grid. It's really easy. Most of the stuff that we do, honestly, makes no difference in our manifestation power. And this is really perfectly summed up in the Pareto principle, which is commonly known as the 80-20 rule. And lots of people talk about the 80-20 rule. But this states that only 20% of the things that you do will actually make a difference. And they'll generate 80% of your income or your results or whatever. So that means 20% of your clients actually make up 80% of your income. Or you know, 20% of your clients are responsible for 80% of your stresses. And that's just the way it works. It's the way that life works. So if you want to be a little bit more efficient in the actions that you take and have great manifesting results, only do the things that generate the biggest amount of results or the best results. And the rest of the stuff, honestly, doesn't even matter. So let me give you an example from my career. And I shared this in Lucky Bitch, but I want to talk about it again. So in my 20s, I had a telesales job. And I wasn't there for very long because obviously it's telesales and it kind of crushed my spirit. But then I was selling this like crappy broadband service and it was a 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. job. And there was a whole bunch of young people there too. And they just gave us a bunch of phone numbers on a list and we had to call them one by one and be like, "Hi, it's Denise calling from XYZ. I just want to let you know about a new service in the area. This is just a courtesy call. I'm not selling anything." But then obviously try and sell them this completely crappy broadband service. So this was 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. Now, this was mostly outbound, which meant that we had to sit there and make calls. And, you know, the success rate on that is incredibly low. You could call 100 people and only get one or two sales from it. And we got paid by the hour, but we got a bonus for sales. And obviously, you know, there was that kudos of being a top five salesperson. But it was a completely bullshit job, really crap. And for occasionally a call would come into us, like an inbound call, and it would be someone who saw an ad or they were on the website and they just wanted to sign up and ask a couple of questions. But of course, those calls were very far and few between and there was maybe 50 salespeople. So, you know, it was very rare that you actually got one of those inbound calls. And it was the worst. It was the worst thing ever. On a 4-hour shift, maybe you get no sales at all. So I decided what would happen after 9 p.m. So everyone went to the pub at 9 p.m. and I just thought, I'm just going to stay for 15 minutes and see what happens. And of course, everyone like shot out of there as soon as it hit 9 p.m. So an interesting thing happened. All of these people started to call in to say, "Hey, I was just on your website, just had a couple of questions," and then they would sign up. So you could sign up probably 80% of them. It was an amazing percentage. So contrast that to the 4 hours that I had to spend sitting there calling, "Hi, it's Denise here," with people hanging up on me and just feeling absolutely sick about it and hating it. And then contrast that to sitting there where 80% of the people just want to sign up and it was easy. So you might think that, hang on, that's a bit unethical to, you know, not really try for 4 hours when you're getting paid there. But you know what? The results were the same. So I did an extra hour and I didn't get paid for it, but instead all of those sales went to me and I got the commission for it. So it really sums up what you can do in your life where sometimes there's only one or two things that actually matter and you can just not worry about the rest of the stuff, even if it's a rule. Like it was a rule that I had to sit there for 4 hours, but really they were paying me for results, not to sit there and make useless phone calls. So that is the best tip I can give you on manifesting, because then there's no point in feeling guilty about stuff. And you know that guilt doesn't manifest anyway. So just give up that stuff that doesn't matter. Outsource things that stress you out. If you don't like doing your laundry, get someone else to do it. If you don't like doing your admin, get someone else to do it. But give up the guilt around it and be in space of gratitude instead. And then you can manifest even more opportunities for income, for people to help you, for people on your support team. So just imagine that there are just a few key things in your life that if you did more of, everything in your life would just be unbelievable. And your luck would be unbelievable. And things would start manifesting just so easy for you. And wouldn't that be worth it just to give up the guilt of those tiny little things that don't serve you? So that's how we're going to finish this whole step around action, commitments, taking real world actions. Just do those things that matter. Forget about everything else. Do the things that scare you a little bit because fear is good, fear is normal, and you've got the tools to deal with it. So if you do have any fears coming up for you, do the reflection exercises at the end of this step. you know, make sure you write them down, do some more decluttering, do some more forgiveness if you need to. I know I'm a broken record, but it really does work. And then sometimes if things are feeling really, really hard, go back and just follow steps 1, 2, and 3, and then it's going to be easy. Just pick the one thing that you can move forward with today, that you can move forward with right now, and then tomorrow, pick something else. So that's all I want to say for step 4 of the Lucky Bitch Manifesting Formula. It has been such an amazing ride already. And next step, we're going to be talking about allowing, being in the space of receiving even more freedom, adventure, and abundance into your life. I just know that everything good is coming your way. So this is your host, Denise Duffield-Thomas, signing off on step 4 of the Lucky Bitch Manifesting Formula. I hope you have a happy and abundant day.